brains have 100 billion neurons. Now, what an exciting idea that brains have 100 million billion neurons. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Brains have 100 billion neurons. Now, just what is a neuron? What is a neuron and how does it affect us? Well, we've heard the phrase so often, if you don't use it, you lose it. And how true this is. They teach people that if they will be interested in word games, they'll be interested in crossword puzzles, they'll be interested in network games and on the internet, and just be active with their minds, that their minds will be all the more fantastic and all the more beautiful and all the more significant in doing everything that they want done. Now, how do we keep our brains active and how do we keep our brains really on the ball? Well, Google says a lot about it, and one of their articles about reasons why active neurons and brain cells are better cells is quite impressive. Most people are aware of the phrase, use it or lose it, as it implies to physical fitness. And a few reasons why active brain cells are better brain cells are active brain cells receive more blood. Scientists have known for quite a while that active areas of the brain use more energy and therefore demand a greater supply of oxygen and glucose. More blood is directed to these areas in order to meet the demands of the active neurons, these 100 billion neurons active in everyone's brain. As you activate your brain, blood flows to the brain cells that are working, carrying valuable oxygen supply with it. The MRI images are used to study blood flow in the brain. They have demonstrated that our brain cells, also known as neurons, are very dependent on oxygen supply. So the more you exercise your brain and activate the neurons, the more blood they will receive. A brain cell that is idle receives less blood and eventually dies. Active brain cells have more connections to other brain cells. Each brain cell connects with brain environment via rapid firing of electrical pulses. Active brain cells tend to sprout dentines, D-E-N-T-R-I-T-E-S, dendrites, which are like small arms that reach out to connect to other cells. A single cell can have as many as 30,000 connections. As a result, it becomes part of a highly activated network of neurons. When one of the neurons in the network is activated, the pulse goes through the entire network, activating the rest of the brain cells in it. The bigger the neural network a cell belongs to, the better its chances of activation and survival become. Active brain cells produce more maintenance substance. Nerve growth factor, NGF, is a protein that is manufactured in target cells in the brain. It binds to neutrons, marking them as differentiated. Now, we've heard differentiated cells in the stem cells, haven't we? It binds them to neurons, marking them as differentiated, active, and responsive. Active brain cells enhance the production of NGF, nerve growth factor, which protects them from being categorized as non-active. So the more often your brain is challenged, exercised, and activated, the more NGF it produces. Active brain cells stimulate the migration of beneficial brain stem cells. Ah, yes, there we are with our stem cells. Active brain cells stimulate the migration of beneficial brain stem cells. Recent research has shown that new brain cells are generated in a specific area in the brain called the hippocampus. These brain cells can migrate to areas of the brain where reinforcement is needed, for example, after a brain injury. These migrating cells are able to migrate, so the action of the surrounding cells allowing for some restoration of activity in damaged cells. So one important key to recovering from an injury or cognitive inactivity is to stimulate the areas of the brain that may benefit from this amazing process. Now, this is not a matter of would we like to do it or would we not like to do it. This is not a matter of how are we going to think about our brain? How are we going to think about the 100 billion neurons that are in our brain waiting to be activated? If you had a garden and you planted seeds in the garden and you had good nutrients and you had rain and you had sun and you had all these things, the garden would grow beautifully. But without the rain, without the nutrients, without the sun, without all the things necessary and good soil, the garden would not grow bountifully. It might struggle along, like many desert areas. It struggles along very ineffectively. Our brain is like the desert areas. If we do not feed our brain interesting information, interesting ideas, if we do not challenge our brain, not necessarily with intelligent information, but with information that is stimulating the brain to grow. If we are not like the sunlight, like the rain, like the good soil, if we are not like these natural aspects of our being, then nothing much happens. Fallow brains are quite common. People using only a tiny portion of the brain. And yet the more we use of our brain, the more we are thrown into working with crossword puzzles, working with programs and games on the internet and things like that, the more our brain becomes agile and flaccid and wonderful, working beautifully and marvelously to produce all of the things that it does by itself. Now, the brain's natural response to life is to operate and bring oxygen to all the areas of the cells so that they may live a beautiful, fulfilled life. Now, when a brain gets sleepy, when a brain gets not interested in anything, when the brain loses its vitality, then it loses its reality too. It slowly passes away. People on Earth do not die so much from an injury or from longevity. They die from lack of interest in life. They die from a lack of interest in doing things that make life exciting and make life interesting. We have these growth cells, these active brain cells, and we want them to really get going. Now, it's not a matter how we feed them, although oxygen is very important. The blood cells carry this oxygen. The brain uses more blood than any other area of the body, and the brain has more blood in it than any other area of the body. It's amazing what the brain is and does. Now, how can we train ourselves to be more active in our mental thinking? How can we give ourselves the vitality that is so important for the brain to do its perfect functioning? How can we do that? Well, we do that by believing in ourselves, by thinking we are wonderful, by being happy and joyous and wonderful, and thinking that this world is filled with such amazing, wonderful things that we haven't even begun to think about it. We let our imagination, oh, what a good word that is for the brain. We let our imagination soar, and our imagination stimulates the brain to be active, vital, dynamic, alive. Imagination is one of the most beautiful expressions of a tool to make our brain work. Oh, we imagine all sorts of things. We go to movies. We play golf and tennis. We write books. We read books. We talk to people. We let our imagination soar. We look at a tree, and we don't just see a tree. We see a tree with limbs and leaves, and we see it summer, winter, and fall. We know what it does. And we think the full cycle of a tree every time we look at it. We think the full cycle of a man, a body, a child, adult. The full cycle of everything is always thought in our mind every time we think of any aspect of anything at all. We think of going for a drive, we're already driving, we're already thinking of the road, we're already thinking of which streets, roads, highways shall we take where it's more expedient for our comfortable journey. We are thinking of all these things. We have a busy, 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 busy world, a busy brain. We have 20,000 stem cells in our brain, born new every day, waiting to take over the chore and the responsibility that they have to do. And they go in there and they join the other brain cells, the brain stem cells, and the other cells are doing their thing and perhaps not as well as they could. And the new cells come in and they take over doing it exactly the way the old brain stem cells are doing it. And if we could stimulate our brain stem cells to be whole and perfect, dynamic and wonderful, if we could train them by our active brain, by the blood that's flowing wonderfully through our brain, the oxygen that's enervating our brain and saying, go, 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 be fantastic, be glorious, be wonderful. This is who we are. This is what we are. The neurons in our brain, 100 billion neurons, are waiting to serve our every interest. And if we have no interest, they wither away and are no longer active. The more we have an interest, even starting at the age of 150 or 200, it doesn't matter. It's already begun when we're first born. Our brains are active and vital and dynamic. We know all these things. We just don't have the communication skill to tell what we know when we are a little child. But we do have the knowledge. It's always within us. And the sooner we learn communication skills as a child, the sooner we are able to reveal the great wisdom that lay within our brain, that just comes with the product, that comes with the body, and we can use it. Active neurons and brain cells are cells that will benefit us wonderfully, perfectly, and beautifully. And it's up to us to make sure that we enjoy this and that we take advantage of it and we put them to work. Use them or lose them. And I'm going to use my brain cells all the time because brain cells to me are very fascinating and very wonderful. Have a wonderful day and let your brain cells have their way in your day. And watch how well it will pay you to do that. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I like me, I like me, I like me. I love me, I love me, I love me. Your life is what you do with your brain. Make it work for you. And watch how fantastic it is. It is beautiful, it is wonderful, and it is now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, have such a wonderful day using your brain. in its perfect way.